Section 2. Task 1. Crime.
At long last. Why did it take you so long?
I'm sorry about this, boss.
Come on. What happened? Where's the money?
Well, it's a long story. We parked outside the bank, OK, on South Street, and I went in and got the money. You know, no problems. They just filled the bag like you said they would.
Yeah.
I went outside, jumped into the car, and off we went.
Yes, yes, yes. And then?
We turned right up Forest Road, and of course the traffic lights at the High Street crossroads were against us.
Oh.
And when they went green, the stupid car stalled, didn't it?
Hey.
I mean, it was dead.
So I had to get out and push all the way to the garage opposite the school.
Huh?
I don't know why Jimmy here couldn't fix it. I mean, the car was your responsibility, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was you that stole it, wasn't it? Why didn't you get a better one?
Okay, it was my fault. I'm sorry.
The mechanic said it would take at least 2 days to fix it.
Huh?
So we just had to leave it there and walk.
Well, we crossed over Church Lane, and you'll never believe what happened next. Just outside the police station, too.
Hey.
Look, it wasn't my fault. You were responsible for providing the bag. I couldn't help it if the catch broke.
It took us 5 minutes to pick up all the notes again.
Fine, 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 but where is the money?
Well, get in there, boss. Anyway, we ran to where the second car was parked, outside the library in Ox Lane.
Huh?
You know, we were going to switch cars there.
Mm.
And then, you know, this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, we drove up Church Lane, but they were digging up the road just by the church. So we had to take the left fork and go all the way round the north side of the park. And then, just before the London Road roundabout...
Idiot must have driven out from the railway station without looking, right into the side of a lorry. The road was completely blocked. There was nothing for it but to abandon the car and walk the rest of the way.
All right. It's a very fascinating story. But I still want to have a look at the money.
Well, that's the thing, boss. I mean, I'm terribly sorry, but this idiot must have left it somewhere.
Who are you calling an idiot? I had nothing to do with it. You were carrying the bag.
No, I wasn't. I gave it to you.
What are you talking about?
Hey, you saw your TV.